జనువాచ ఇం తద్బ్రహ్మ కిమధ్యాత్మం ఇం కర్మ పురుషోత్తమ అధీభూతం సకిం పురోక్తం అధీదైవం కిముచ్యతే. దే ఆర్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. కే బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ being of Natya, Dihatya. Biggest, it is already biggest and is still increasing. That is called Brahma. So, this casting man he knew has, it is already the biggest, but it is increasing. That is also scientific, modern science. It is, the statement is already scientific. Modern science also, they say that the universe is increasing. So Brahma means the biggest. So, our Vaishnava philosophy, biggest means Krishna. Because he is the richest He is the strongest, he is the wisest, he is the most beautiful. In this way, he is the biggest. We also calculate, if anyone is very rich, we consider he is the biggest man in the society. But nobody can hold all the riches of the world. Krishna can hold. Krishna has got all the riches of the world. Sarvalokamaishwaram. Krishna says, I am the Maheshwaram, the supreme owner of all the planets. So actually, Krishna is Parabrahma. He is not only Brahma, but Parabrahma. That is accepted. Kim adhyatmam? Atma. Atma means this body, Atma means this self. Atma means the mind. But Arjuna is asking, what is the real meaning of Atma? Atma means the soul. You are also Atma. I am also Atma. Everyone of us. The minute particle, part and parcel of Krishna. Kim karma. This karma means to work. That is material. Working is required in the material world. Without working, you cannot get anything. Here, you have to maintain your body and soul together. Therefore, you have to work. So work can be divided in different ways, but one has to work. One may work as a brahmana, one may work as a kshatriya, one may work as a vaishya or a shudra. So work is there. Without working, the just opposite, without working, without any endeavor, you can live eternally. That is Vaikuntha loka. Vaikuntha means without any anxiety. Here, we are full of anxieties. Purushottama. Arjuna addressed Krishna as Purushottama. Uttama Purusha. There are three kinds of Purushas. Purusha means the male or the angel. So, Uttama Purus, Madhama Purus, Adhama Purus. Adhama means the lowest. We are also Purusha. At least we have taken the position of Purusha to enjoy this material world. But we are Adhama Purus. Adhama means the lowest. We cannot enjoy independently. We require so many favorable circumstances. Just like we cannot see without the sunrise. Still, we are very much proud of seeing. We say, can you show me God? Anyway, can you see God? You cannot see without sunshine. And still you are so much proud of your eyes. That is called Adhama. He has no knowledge, still he is taking PhD degree and getting Nobel Prize. This is going on. So, Krishna is the Purushottama, Uttama Purusha. The Madhyama Purusha is the super soul, Vayamirya, between Krishna and we. We are Adhama Purusha. So Krishna is addressed as Uttama Purusha. The best of all Purushas are enjoyed. Adhibhutam, the matter. Five elements of matter. Kim proktam. Which of them are called the Brahma, Atma, everything? Because Arjuna wanted to know from Krishna. Krishna, he has accepted Krishna as the spiritual master. And spiritual master means the authority. unless you accept somebody as quite fit for becoming your authority, he cannot become spiritual master. You must be satisfied by the authoritative statement of the spiritual master. You cannot argue. That is the principle of authority. What is going on? The demigods. The demigods are controlling the universal affairs. Just like for air, water supply, Indra Dev, the demigod known as Indra, he is in charge. Cause heat and light, the demigod Surya Dev, he is in charge. Similarly, the moon, Chandra Dev, they are all devas, demigods. He is in charge of what is called activating the vegetables, the moon, activating the vegetables. In this way, all these demigods have got different power invested upon them by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are agents. They are called demigods. Indra Chandra, there are 33 rows of demigods, and they are controlling our activities also. The astronomy means the astral influence upon us. And according to the astral influence, we act. Therefore, horoscope is made. At the time of birth, a person's situation, according to different astral influence, and then the astrology science can make his horoscope, his future activities, his future hopes, everything is adhibhutam. Then adhijagya. Adhijagya, where the Supreme Personality of Narayan or Vishnu, adhijagya, patham kotra. This means Madhusudana. Where the Adhijagya super soul living within this body. Prayane kalesa patham jnayasi niyatatma bhi. Niyatatma bhi. Those who are yogis or devotees, how do they meditate upon you? And at the time of death, prana kale, how he passes away. Bhagavan uvacha, Bhagavan replied, aksharam brahma paramam sabhava adhyatma uchyate bhuta bhavat bhavo karo visakka karma sangita adhibhutam charo bhava purushasya adhidaivatam adhijagya aham eva atra vihi jiva vidhan vara. So, after explaining all these different items, adhibhutam, adhijagya, the super soul, the material creation, the purushottam, everything, then Krishna said, arthakalesa mameva smaran muktakhalivaram japrayati samadbhavam jati nastatra samsayam. This is the ultimate end of Krishna consciousness. That antakale, at the time of death, at the end of life, antakale is a mam, unto me. Antakale is a mam eva, secondly. Smaran remembering. The deity worship is specially meant for this purpose, so that you go on worshipping the deity of Radha and Krishna. Naturally, you will be practiced to think of Radha Krishna always within your heart. This practice requires. Santukali Samamima Smaran Mukta. This is the Mukti. Mukti means no more material body. That is called Mukti. We are now conditioned by this material body. In the material world, we are changing one body after another, but there is no Mukti, there is no liberation. Mukti is simply by changing body, we are not mukta. Mukta means we need to change this body not to accept any more material body, but to remain in our own spiritual body. Just like if you are diseased, you are suffering from fever. So, when there is no more fever, but you remain in your original healthy body, that is called mukta. It is not that mukti means to become formless. No. The same example. You are suffering from fever. To become free from fever does not mean that you become formless. Why I shall become formless? My form is there, but my form is no more disturbed by the fever. Fever is condition. That is karma. Roga mukta. Free from disease. Therefore, this karma mukta. Kaleva. Just like the snake, these sometimes give up the outer covering of the body. Have you seen? But he remains in the body. He remains in the body. But the extra covering which he has grown, that is also grown. He wants to keep up. Everything, every education is there in the nature study. You can see the snake give up the covering, but he remains in his form. Similarly, we will muktu kalivaram, that is this extra, just like this dress, this is covered. I can give it up, but I remain in my original body. Similarly, mukti means I have got my original body already. It is covered by this material coating. So when there is no more material coating, that is not mukti. That can be achieved when you go to Krishna, back to home, back to Godhead. At that time you do not become formless. Form remains as an individual form. Similarly, when I go to Krishna, Krishna has also his individual form. I have also my individual form. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam is the chief of all living entities. So, that is called mukti. So that mukti you can have. If you can remember Krishna at the time of your death. So this is possible. If you have practiced to think of Krishna always, naturally, at the time of death, at the time of end of this body, if we are so fortunate to think of Krishna, his form, then we become materially free. No more disease. This is Krishna consciousness. Practice. Jap prayasi samadhu bhavana jati. fourth chapter, I think, we have read that Vituraga Bhaya Krodha Manvaya Mamupasita Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Bhuta Jati Madhubhava. So that Madhubhava, here it is said, Jap Prayasi. Anyone is passing away, is leaving this body, thinking of Krishna at the time of death, Jap Prayasi. Sam Madhubhavam Jati. Madhubhavam means spiritual nature. These spiritual world. This is also Krishna's world. But this is not the spiritual world. This is material world. We have already discussed that he has got two energies, material and spiritual. This material world is the manifestation of Krishna's material energy. Similarly, he has got a spiritual world also. Because his spiritual energy is also one of the energy. So Madhubhavam Jati means that spiritual energy, because Krishna remains in the spiritual world. That's what he says, Madhubhavam, the spiritual nature. So, this is the simple process. Antakalesha Mameva Smaran Muktyapalivaram Japrayati Samadhubhavam Jati Hibo Na Asti Atra Samsaya. You do not doubt it. If you have taken Krishna as the Supreme Authority and Krishna says there is no doubt about it, then why should I become doubtful? Why should I disbelieve Krishna? This is the process. Chant Hare Krishna, always remember Krishna, and death may take place at any time. There is no guarantee that after so much time you die. At any moment you can die. Death, there is no guarantee. But it is a guarantee that you must die. That is guarantee. But when you will die, that is not guarantee. Therefore, we must be prepared for death at any moment. Therefore, devotee is not afraid of death. He knows that death may come at any moment. Nowadays, death is very cheap. Because we are using this motor car, this aeroplane, so many things, seats and other things for transportation. And in every moment there is danger of accident, collapse, anything. So death is now very cheap. So we must be prepared for death at any moment. There is no guarantee that I am not yet old enough. I am not yet 8 years, 9 years, so I shall die. No. You may be 20 years, 25 years, or younger than that. Death is as sure and it can take place at any moment. Therefore, our only duty is to think of Krishna, Purushottama, so that we may die at any moment, but we become spiritual salvation. This is our only duty. We have no other duty. How to remember Krishna 24 hours? That is the greatest process of yoga perfection. Yoginamupi sarvisa, madhugatantunatma. Madhugatantunatma. Always thinking of me. This first class duty. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so nice that as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, immediately remember Krishna. Go on chanting, that means remember. So in chanting, if there is death, so I am remembering Krishna, but in my fear, I am going to Krishna. back to home, back to body. It is so nice. So, always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you are sure and safe. Not only in this life, but also you are going back to home, back to God. It is so nice. Thank you very much.